Okay, we're joined by the Worcester City manager, Carl Healy. Carl, first of all, many, many congratulations. You were dancing on the touchline with your assistant, Matt Gardner, there. Just can you sum up the emotions that are running through you at the moment?
Well, you know, I've been at this club for 20 years, and it's been an honour to play so many games, captain the club, be assistant manager and manager. And it's the proudest day of my football career, and to finish the week off with what's happened with the birth of my third daughter, it's fabulous. I'm struggling for words, but you know, I'm delighted for all the players, delighted for all the staff, all of those fabulous supporters today who've been incredible, and all of those people who come and give their hard-earned time on a voluntary basis just to keep the club going. That's all for them. I hope they've enjoyed it. But what a wonderful, wonderful day for the club.
Your message before kickoff was no regrets. And to a man, they followed that message through, didn't they? Because not one single player in a Worcester City shirt left anything on the pitch today.
No, I don't want to be at all disrespectful to Coventry City, but we genuinely thought we could come here and get a result today. That's 9 games unbeaten. We're playing well. We've got some good footballers, and they're incredibly fit boys. So I knew that the full-time, part-time aspect wouldn't be a factor, because I knew that they'd have the energy and the legs to stay with it. What often happens in these games, you get fazed by the occasion, and we said start in that game for the first 15 minutes and get through as long as we can in the game. But we took the game to Coventry and we were the better side, and I know how difficult it is when you're that team that's expected to win, and you know, it's a no-win situation for you, so it's a difficult one. But if we started the game well, we knew we'd keep the ball, we knew they'd make them chase, and we did that. And when we got our goals, they were thoroughly deserved. And when we get into injury time, 7 minutes of injury time, it's the longest 7 minutes of my life. But we had a chance to win it, and you know, we've created chances today. But you know, credit to Coventry City, they've made us incredibly welcome. They've been very, very professional, and they've given us the respect we've deserved. But I think we've deserved our victory today.
Because I think what impressed everyone looking on, you didn't look overawed by the surroundings, the opposition you were playing. They say fortune favours the brave. And was that very much the game plan? Because you were on the front foot from minute one to minute 97, and you didn't let Coventry settle, did you?
Well, no, I mean, it's very, very difficult for a non-league club to get to the first round. It's a big, big achievement. We've come a long way, so when you get here, you don't want to let the moment pass you by, and then you're going home thinking, well, I could have done better today. Now, fortunately for our guys, they took all the messages on board that we've been drilling into them since the draw, and there's your result today, you know, because those boys are going home proud men today, and I'm proud of all of them. I'm proud of everybody that's come and supported us today. And I'm proud of the opportunity I've been given to manage this fabulous football club. And we've today achieved one of the biggest results in this club's proud history. And that's an absolute honour to be leading a team that you can say that about. So we move on to round two.
After such a heroic performance from all your players, I'm loath really to point out one or two, but we have to mention Sean Geddes with his two goals. He was very cool as ice with the penalty, but that second strike was real quality, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's got pedigree, Geddes, as he likes a cup run. He's got goals in him, and that's why we brought him to the club. You know, he was a key part of the Stourbridge side that's had a couple of good cup runs. But, you know, once that penalty was there, he doesn't miss them. And he's put it away and then finished it off with a wonderful, wonderful strike for the second goal. And he came over to the touchlines and he said, you know, Gaffer, if I get a hat-trick, will you substitute me? So, because that'll be enough. But fortunately, he's cramped up at the end there, but he gave his lot, and he's a super, super down-to-earth lad, and I'm delighted for him.
He took the applause from 3,200-odd Worcester City fans. Just tell us the part they played in this victory today.
Huge part.
They really were. It's a cliche, but it's true, isn't it? They were the 12th man.
They were, yes. And you know, I've been saying since the draw, whatever allocation we get, we'll go close to filling that. And I don't think anybody believed me, but I know the capability of this club. It can be a huge club. It's just been starved of success. But they've come out today, and they never stopped singing from the first to the last minute. And the boys are all in the changing rooms there saying, you know, what an unbelievable support they've given us. But I hope they enjoyed it, because this cup run's not over and they've got another day to look forward to. And make no mistakes, we'll see who we get, but we want to get into the third round of this cup.
I know you're a modest man, but you're also a Worcester City stalwart. So much credit has to go to you, Carl, what you've done and your coaching staff, because a year ago this club was in the doldrums, wasn't it? We were talking about possibly going to the wall, administration, no home. Could you just put into context how far you've come in that 12 months?
Look, there's two ways you can go. You can accept what's happened. It's an unfortunate situation. You either accept it and give up, or you roll your sleeves up, you have a look at it, and then what can we do? Because we've been given a job, and that job is to keep the club in the Conference North, first and foremost, whilst we're in exile. And the huge, huge benefits financially to the club that the FA Cup brings is obviously very, very important. But today's about, it's about players' profiles, it's about everybody enjoying the moment. Yes, I'm in the privileged position of being the manager of this football club, but it isn't about me. I'm just one little cog in a huge number of people who play a part. And I'm delighted for those young players today. They're the ones who haven't experienced it, because I've had some great times in football. And I'm absolutely delighted for those boys, and well deserved. And I hope there's more days to come.
And Monday's draw, FA Cup second round. Who do you want? Where do you want to play?
I'm not bothered. Whatever we get, we'll get. You know, we can't affect the draw. But I think there'll be a few clubs wary of drawing Worcester City after that today. So we'll see what it brings, and then we'll do our preparation and move on to that next game.
Carl Healy, the manager of Worcester City, FA Cup giant killers. They've beaten Coventry City 2-1 today. Many, many congratulations to you and your coaching staff and your squad.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.